Well, yeah, I used to run New York City. I run all over the place. I even run Canada, and we made trips around the world on that thing, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah. When you were in Port in New York, where did you stay in New York City?
Oh, well, I didn't. I stayed right on the ship.
So you weren't in for very long.
Oh, no, we weren't in. Sometimes we went in a day and a half or something. It could have how much gasoline and oil that we used to deliver. We used to deliver to refineries, and that they could, you know, they sell it.
Yeah.
But we didn't have anything to do with that. We just, we could go ashore, but you still had to stand and watch.
Oh, even when you're in port?
In port. You like a regular watch, unless you got another guy that lives there in that port. Like, I lived in Boston. Well, the guy that lived in New York, he'd stand my watch.
Uh-huh.
So I could, just one watch, and that'd take the whole day.
Yeah.
So someone would always stand it if they didn't want it, or they'd pay you for it.
Right. So you lived in Boston? You had a house there?
I lived in Lynn.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I had a house there. When I went there, it was Exxon, so one time I'm at the office where they ship us out. And there was a brokerage firm right aside of us. This was downtown Boston. And I got talking to one of the guys in the brokerage firm, and he says, well, why don't you buy some shares of